Chapter 20. Run! I screamed. Moose pulled at the rope to untangle himself. It came free from the tree. Then he and I bolted toward the front of the house. Buster was still barking his head off, and over the barking, I heard shrill giggles. The gnomes giggled as they chased after us. Their feet slapped sharply on the grass. I glanced back, saw their stubby legs moving fast, a blur of motion. I pumped my legs, gasping for breath, and rounded the side of the house. I could hear the high-pitched giggles of the two gnomes close behind us. "Help!" Moose cried. "Somebody, help us!" My mouth hung open. I struggled to breathe. They were gaining on us. I knew I had to run faster, but my legs suddenly felt as heavy as bricks. "Help!" Moose called. I glanced at the house. Why wasn't anyone waking up in there? We ran around the house and kept running. Why were Hap and Chip giggling like that? Because they knew they were going to catch us? I felt a stab of pain in my side. Oh no! A cramp. I felt Moose tugging me. "Don't slow down, Joe! Keep going!" The pain sharpened like a knife in my side. "Can't run!" I choked out. "Joe! Keep going! Don't stop!" Moose cried, frantically pulling my arm. But I doubled over, holding my side. It's all over, I thought. They've got me. And then the front door swung open. The porch light flashed on. "What's going on out here?" a familiar voice called. "Mindy." She stepped out, pulling at the belt of her pink bathrobe. I saw her squint into the darkness. "Mindy," I called. "Mindy, watch out!" Too late. The gnomes grabbed her. Giggling loudly, they pinned her arms back, dragged her down the porch steps, carried her to the street.